The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, if you were the fan of the Den, and of course we all were, you'll remember Uncle Don, who was, of course, artist Don Conroy. And I'm delighted to say that Don is with me here in the studio. How are you, Don?
I'm very well. Good to see you.
It's lovely to see you.
Thank you.
Everybody else in here thinks it's lovely to see you too. I believe you were stopped for photographs and all sorts of things as you came through. People grew up with you, isn't it?
This is, they've grown up now. And they can't get away from me.
But you still get that, do you, from people?
Yes, yeah, lovely. People are very generous with their affections and that. Even mm-hmm. big hugs from various people.
But that's because you brought so much joy and you continue to bring so much joy. What do you think it is about art that really makes people smile?
Well, I think it's the universal communicator. And that's it is a universal language. And I think if you give people permission to be creative, and that's, believe it or not, that's, I'm going to sound like a plugging now, but that's the idea of my new book, is to encourage people to be creative.
Mm-hmm. You know. Because a lot of people, I would say most of us, think that we can't draw.
Yeah.
And are we wrong?
We are. And I'll prove it to you.
Okay. So you think most of us have the creative bone?
I think everybody can put a mark on a piece of paper. And like everything, it's about practice and everything like that. And people worry about everything from styles and all these things. But no, forget all that. Just enjoy what you're doing mm-hmm. and have a go. And if it doesn't work out, no problem. You know, that's what I love about children. Very small children, what they do is they draw a picture. And I was saying to Helena that, you know, it might look to us like a spider ran across the page with ink all over his feet. But to the child, it's a story picture. And they're explaining about mummy in the supermarket or daddy washing his car or Aunt Polly is there.
Yeah.
So they tell these wonderful stories through their pictures. And it's only when they get older that they become a bit shy and anxious and they start looking for approval, saying, you don't like that, do you? Don't think it's good, you know? And then their childhood days have moved from that lovely, I want to do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why great artists like Michelangelo and that, when he had no pieces of sculpture, to carve, what he would do is, and it was winter time, he'd get a block of ice and he'd carve it. And his friends would say, Michelangelo, what's the matter with you? You make a lovely, you know. You make a lovely goat or a deer and it's going to melt. And you would say, it doesn't matter. It's doing it what matters.
It's doing it that matters, yeah, which is
it's
the
not
important
the result,
part.
You know?
When did you yourself become involved in art? Or was it always there? Did you never lose that childhood enthusiasm for it?
Well, it was just part of me. And I can remember sitting on the kitchen floor drawing and my mother would be trying to step over me. And she'd say, would you not like to sit up at the table? And of course, I'd move in under the table and draw under the table.
And that's where it started.
So more or less started like
and
that.
And has your style changed at all over the years?
I've always been, this might sound strange, but I've always been a generalist. You know, when you think of all the great artists down through the ages, okay, they had a style, but also they were able to adjust their techniques.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever is required, you know. And that's what I like about if you just trap yourself in one style, then it can be fine, but it can be frustrating as well.
And then when you're teaching people and trying to help them break out of that self-consciousness, does it take time to allow them to, for them to allow themselves to be free?
Yes. Well, you see, they may have heard something very, very negative when they were younger, whether it could be about their voice or whether it could have been about their drawing or their dancing or something like that. And they hear some heavy negative comment.
Mm-hmm.
And that really puts them right back. And then they carry that with them for the rest of life. They say, no, I can't draw, I can't sing, I can't do this.
Because there's no wrong way. I mean, obviously there are people who are very talented at drawing, but there's no wrong way to go about it.
You're absolutely right. There's no wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the joy of putting a mark on a piece of paper or even writing a poem or something like that. And the great Leonardo da Vinci once said, there are those who see, he's talking about looking at the world, there are those who see, there are those who see when they're shown, but there are others who just don't see. And again, onto Michelangelo again, I'm name dropping big time here.
All your friends.
It's all the links. Michelangelo once said there was a secret shape in everything.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to find it.
You need to find it. And also, if you are engaging in creative work as you're aging, it's going to keep your brain young. It's going to keep your brain active and engaged. Do you feel that that's important?
Oh, I think it's extremely important. But there's other people, would be very good. I'm dreadful at crosswords and I couldn't play bridge. Save my life. My wife's brilliant at bridge and she's, do a crossword, no problem. But we all have different styles and different aptitudes.
But your brain is very engaged in another way if you're still drawing your owl friends and so on.
Yeah, because, I suppose when you're into what we would consider creative awareness or creative thinking, it's not limited to anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the people who produce these beautiful meals and they seem to do it out of nothing, the love, the energy. And when I was in Florence years ago, I was involved with an exhibition, which was really exciting. But afterwards, I was brought to this place in Lupiano, and I was invited and sitting around for meals and all this. And it was mainly elderly ladies were running this particular kind of event. And they showed me their work. It was magnificent. And you'd pick up a cup, maybe, that they made. It was imbued with love,
Well, that's the important part of art and creativity, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. And I think, art today reflects what's gone on in the culture and in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It reflects it. Whereas I think we should have a new renaissance. There should be a new awakening. Everybody should be using our energies to awaken themselves and awaken the world and marvel at the beauty that's around you. It's an everyday miracle that's actually going on. You just look at spring and you remember 3 months ago, winter, there was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly everything's bursting with life. The birds are singing and that.
Yeah, you know what? I was looking at an apple tree the other day with the blossom on it.
Oh,
and I did take a moment to think about exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
We don't really do that often, do we?
You see, we're too busy. And I've said this before, and lots of people have said this. You cannot make time. You can only take time.
That's a very sensible thing, isn't it? Very wise. Messages coming in. I meet Don Conroy in Dundrum Shopping Centre with my 8-year-old son, or they met you this year after Christmas. And the little boy's grandmother got him Don's Drawn by Nature book. And it was a surreal moment. And you were so kind with your time. You mightn't remember that, but they do. Don is not just a very fine painter. He's a superb communicator, an advocate for all creatures and a wonderful human being. Way back in the 80s, I was just starting my painting career and Don was so generous he agreed to a joint exhibition in Newbridge. It launched my career and I learned so much from him. So please give him a huge salute. That's from June Brilly, who is listening to you and smiling, I'm sure.
A great talent.
June, thank you so much. Do you still get asked to help people out in that way?
Well, again, it's my pleasure to look at art and see art and it's great. We're all on the same path, really.
Mm-hmm.
We're all journeying in this same planet together. Let's wake up and realise that. There's only us. There's nobody else. Forget the enemies. We shouldn't have enemies,
Wise words for life, Don. You're also here to tell us about the work you're doing for the Jack and Jill Foundation. This is Incognito 2026. Yeah. Tell me about it.
Well, first, it's a lovely idea. It's been going for 10 years. And they're remarkable people. And over the years, they've kindly asked me to get involved insofar as producing little works of art. And there's over 900 pieces, as far as I know, in this one, and they were celebrating 10 years. And everybody involved are so passionate about the families that they care for and help, the nurses. And this all this money actually goes right to the source. And I think that is fantastic.
It certainly is. And it's a lovely way to raise money as well, isn't it? It's such an innovative way.
So people can actually look on incognito.ie.
Fair play. You have the website. There's nearly 2,000 original artworks for sale. It's for €75 each. And the collection is available to view now on that website, incognito.ie. The sale then takes place on the 20th of May. Yes. And there's one of yours in there, is there?
There's three.
Three. So the trick is to find them.
But the funny thing is that, you know, you'll buy something and you wonder who the artist is. Yeah. And that's the whole fun of it.
But if there's an owl there, won't we know that it's you?
Well, you see, there may not be an owl because I want to draw an owl with you.
We'll do that, Don. We'll definitely do that. Thank you so much for coming in. It's such
pleasure.
A joy to see you. And all our listeners are delighted to hear you here this morning as well. So thank you for being with
us. Thank you. And thank you, all your listeners.
And don't forget about that sale. Have a look now. It's incognito.ie and see if you can find Don's three pieces of work amongst the almost 2,000 that are for sale in aid of Jack and Jill.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.